This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. This week, we're going to talk about time management. And this is actually something that I work with students on in my Life Skills for Teens course. If you want more information about that, send me an email. That's it. That's the whole promo. There you go. All right, so let's get to it. Do you have time to get everything done that there is to get done? Probably the answer to that is no. But think about that. Do you actually have the time to get everything done that there is to get done? Do you get it done? Every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour? Well, this podcast is intended to give you freedom around everything you have to do. You are going to have freedom to see that you actually have time to do it all. You're probably saying, what? How is that possible? Well, what if I told you that there was likely, probably, an extra 10 to 15 hours in your week and you didn't even know it? Now, after you pick yourself up off the floor and you get past, there is no way that's possible, be willing to do a little experiment with me. Especially if you just pulled yourself up off the floor saying to yourself, there is no way that is possible. There is no way I have an extra 10 to 15 hours in my week. And maybe you know someone in your family that says there's no way that they have an extra 10 to 15 hours in their week, i.e. young person, spouse, whoever. Have them do this exercise with you. So if you're going to do the experiment now, that's great. And I'm going to walk you through how to do it. If you're going to do it later, that's great too, but don't wait too long. By the way, if you are saying you're going to do it later, well, when exactly are you going to do it? This is kind of a hint about what's about to come. It's like this. If you don't do it now, it's likely that you're not going to do it at all. Some of you will listen to the podcast and say, oh, that's really great, and I'll come back to that and I'll do it. And then it never happens. Because why? Because you get busy doing other things. But we're going to create a way today to have it all happen and give you the freedom to let it all happen. So if you're ready, then here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a piece of paper and a pencil, or you can use your computer or some other electronic device that you use to write things down. No problem. By the way, you don't need a pencil. You can use a pen. Whatever works for you, a crayon, doesn't matter. If you're going to do this later, make a note of it when you're going to do it. And if you are going to do it now, it's probably going to take you about 10 minutes. So be prepared for that and make sure you've got 10 minutes where you can start this, pause the podcast, finish the exercise, and then come back. So after you have your piece of paper, something to write with, your computer, electronic device, whatever it is that you're going to write everything down, here we go. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to make a list of everything you do in 1 week. Everything. The way to start this is to write down the days of the week for you, Monday through Sunday, or however you think that your week begins, if you want to go from Sunday to Saturday, or Monday through Sunday, so you have the weekend put together, however it works for you. But write down each day of the week and put it across your paper so that you can write underneath it. So you'll have columns for each one. Now, the next thing you're going to do, after you've done that and you've written out the days of the week going across, now you're going to account for everything that you do in 1 week. And if you want, just look at what happened last week and you can account for everything, or what you think is coming next week, account for everything. Most things you're going to know how long it takes you. Now, what do I mean account for everything? Well, I mean account for everything. How much time do you sleep a day? How long does it take you to prepare food? How long does it take you to groom yourself in the morning? Shower, makeup, hair. If you don't wear makeup, then shower, hair, whatever that you do in the morning, brush your teeth. You do the laundry, you grocery shop, you clean the house, you take your kids places. You work, you exercise. You are a member of your church and you're very busy with your church and you participate in different groups with your church as well. You prepare lesson plans. Some of you have jobs. You have date night with your spouse. You go on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest. You play words with friends. I know some of you play words with friends out there. Totally fine. You have to grade schoolwork. You go to events. You have to go to co-ops. You go to mommy events. You go to kid events. you've got all those miscellaneous tasks. You have to go to the store to get something. You'll stop to order something on Amazon. You have leisure time, time that you just sit down and chill or watch TV, and you're like, oh yeah, sure, right? Time where you handle all of your emails, time where you have a night out with your children or an afternoon with your children, whatever it is. Oh, and don't forget all of those times that you have to stop what you're doing because your child, your spouse, your friend, a relative, an employer, etc., wants something from you right now. And of course, to them, it's an emergency. Because for them, it is an emergency. And it may or may not be an emergency for you, but it's definitely an emergency for them. So as you're writing things down, I'm going to go back through that list again. You want to account for everything. Start on one day. Take Monday, for example. How many hours did you sleep? How many hours are you going to sleep Monday night into Tuesday? However you want to do that, then go from Sunday into Monday. But account for everything. How many hours do you sleep? You sleep 6 hours, you sleep 8 hours, you sleep 10 hours, whatever it is. If you do something for 30 minutes, use a 0.5. So maybe it takes you 30 minutes to groom yourself in the morning. Shower, get ready, get dressed, whatever that is. Iron your clothes, prepare food, eat the food, clean up after you eat the food. Everything that you do in a week, account for it all. Everything. Everything, everything, everything. Just look at what you did last week. Look at what you're already doing this week. Look at what you've got to do next week. What you'll notice is a lot of it happens the same way each week. And so you know how many hours you sleep a night. You know how long it takes you to make a meal. You know how long it takes to clean up. Clean up that you did the cleanup or that you had someone help you, and then you have to clean up after they cleaned up because they made a mess cleaning up. I know how that goes. So at this point, you may want to pause the podcast and finish the list now. If you're young people or your family's doing this with you too, awesome. And this is especially for your young people who tell you that they just don't have enough time to get it all done. All right, so pause here, get your list done, and there isn't anything to do with the list except for write it down and write how much time there is for each thing. Pause, pause, pause. Okay, welcome back. You know, I did this exercise 18 years ago. And I ended up with 16 hours of time that I couldn't account for in my week. I couldn't believe it. So here's what I'd like you to do. Take all of the times that you just came up with and add them all together. See how many total hours you come up with. Now, again, you may need to pause the podcast right here to add all that up. Grab a calculator, do what you need to do. But let's see what you get for a total. So pause, pause, pause. Welcome back. So now you've got your times added up. You've got an entire week. You've got all your times added up. And let's check it out and see. Now, 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a day, that's 168 hours in 7 days. Take a look at your number. What was your number? 140, 150, 160, 170, 180, 200. By the way, if you came up with more than 168 hours, that's not possible. So you're stretching the truth just a bit, or maybe a lot, because there's only 168 hours in a week. So it's not possible to have things scheduled for more than 168 hours. Now, I know some of you multitask. So maybe you listen to the podcast while you're exercising. Well, that's one event. You can't count that as two separate things. And that's sometimes how people come up with more than 168 hours. So now look and see. From that 168 hours, how many hours did you come up with? And the difference between what you came up with and 168 is time that's not accounted for. Now, I'm guessing a lot of you are going, I can't believe it. I actually have 5, 10, maybe 15 hours that I can't account for in my week. Where'd they go? They were there. We're actually going to work on a way to have you get those hours back, that you actually can spend them doing whatever you want because you've just accounted for everything, but you had time left over. How's that possible? Here we go. As you look at the number of hours you came up with, there's either hours that you can't account for, or you accounted for too much. You did more than what's possible. Well, let's look at how you schedule your time. So what is it that you actually schedule? Most people only schedule the things that they think need scheduled. what's important gets scheduled and what's not doesn't. It's unlikely that you scheduled your time to take a shower, to check your emails, to exercise, to handle the countless emergencies you have to handle every day, etc., etc., etc. So what if everything in your life was an occasion? An occasion? Well, what's an occasion? Well, an occasion is a particular event or the time at which it takes place. So if I said to you, think about some of your occasions, most people, when I say occasions, they tell me things like, oh, an occasion. Well, birthday, anniversary, vacation, graduation, date night, that's an occasion. But those are typically what we call special occasions. Remember, an occasion is a particular event or the time at which it takes place, whether it's special or not. What if everything was special? What if everything you did, you could create as an occasion? School, work, play, time with friends, preparing meals, taking a shower, checking your emails, playing words with friends, checking your Facebook post. Everything can be an occasion. Now, how do you create occasions? Well, occasions need something called capture tools. By the way, your special occasions already have capture tools. A birthday is a special occasion. How do you capture that occasion? How do you store it? How do you remember it? How do you come up with it? A birthday, being a special occasion, already uses some kind of capture tool. Maybe it's in your computer. Maybe you have it on a calendar. Maybe you put it on your phone. Maybe it's on your refrigerator. I'm not sure how you do it, but you already use capture tools. What if we just expanded how you use them? What could you use as a capture tool? Well, you could use text messages to yourself, use your phone, emails, send emails to yourself, WordPad, carry a small notebook that you can write in. You could use your memory. However, and take this from me, I found out that that's not very reliable over time. The older you get, the less you can count on your memory to be a capture tool to keep track of everything there is to do. Young people try to do the same thing, and then they come back with, and here's how I know it doesn't work, because I say, did something get done? And they say, oh, I forgot. Their capture tool failed them again. Create an occasion for everything you do. You see, if you create an occasion, it gets it into existence, and a capture tool helps you remember. For me, my capture tool is my phone. Why? Well, I can send things via email. I can send things via text. I have all these different ways to communicate and capture events all inside of this very cool thing, the mobile phone. Some of you, maybe you have a different way to do it. Totally fine. But I keep that phone by the bed at night. I wake up in the middle of the night and I think about, oh, I forgot, I've got to do blah, 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 whatever it is. It gets captured and then I create an occasion for it. Now, that's my capture tool. But where do you keep everything? My capture tool captures it, and then where does it go? Anyone ever said to you, you know, your head is in the cloud? Probably heard that once or twice, or maybe you've said it. Well, your head is in the cloud? Now that's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? Because we have things like Google Docs now. It's free, and guess what you get? A calendar, you get Word, you get Excel, PowerPoint, you can upload videos. It's really cool. But the calendar is awesome for having a place where you keep everything. And I mean everything. On the calendar, you can create different calendars all inside of a master calendar and color code it. It's really cool. Probably a lot of you use it already. What can you do with it? Well, you can schedule an occasion. And maybe for you, the occasion is every morning from 8 to 8:30, it is groom yourself and look good. Schedule the occasion. By the way, might not have the occasions be fun. Checking your emails, mine says this, check my emails, what did I miss? I even schedule time for all those times that I forgot to do whatever it was I was supposed to do, or I didn't get it into my capture tool, my capture tool didn't make it. It does happen sometimes. So I have some time each day where I can go back and see, what did I miss? What did I forget? Maybe you just like to do your Facebook posting. What does it look like for you? Social media frenzy. Schedule the time to do it. Schedule time for the emergencies to get managed that everyone has during the day. Just because they have it right in that moment doesn't mean that you have to take care of it right then. Now, sometimes it does, and sometimes you need to manage that. And sometimes schedules change. That's why it's called a schedule. And Google Calendar is really awesome because you could just move things around if you need to. Something took more time than you thought? Well, then you can move the schedule around. Something took less time than you thought? Now you've got more time. But schedule everything. What if your day looked like it was captured as an occasion for your entire day? Now, some people will say, oh, but I don't want to schedule everything. I need some freedom in my life. Well, the idea of having an occasion for everything is where you get the freedom from. You know, you think about having the capture tool and scheduling everything, everything, but I mean everything. Guess what happens? Somebody says to you next time you see one of those commercials or you hear on the radio or however you get the commercial and they say, what's in your wallet? Well, now you can say, what's in my wallet? My capture tool. Mine's my phone. I take it everywhere. And it can send me information from wherever I am at any time. If you want to get some more information about how to work with Capture Tools or how to set up a Google Calendar or even just more about doing this exercise, please email me, dennis@mrdmath.com. It's time to get your head in the clouds. Let it be a good thing. Have everything scheduled so that everything is handled and create occasions for your entire life. What you'll find is that the things that aren't as fun to do start to become more fun because it's an occasion now, and you can have them all be special. I'm Mr. D. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time on the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. Bye, everyone. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.